You're listening to the Zipline Logistics Truck Yeah podcast, where we explore all kinds of hot topics in the logistics industry. Get ready to learn, laugh, and get your freight on.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Zipline Logistics podcast mini-sode edition. Teddy, how we doing?
Doing great. Ready to jump into it.
Wonderful. We got a special guest on this mini-sode, Sam Thomas from our LTL department. Hello, Sam.
Hey, everybody.
We're talking about protect from freeze today. We call it PFF around the office.
Yes, we do.
We do?
That's
we
the
do.
Lingo.
Okay, that's the lingo. So we're just going to dive in. Actually, Sam, introduce yourself, your name and your title and how long you've worked here.
My name is Sam Thomas. I'm a senior LTL operations executive, and I'll be here going on about 6 years in April.
How many times have you been on the Truck Yeah podcast?
This is only my second time.
Okay. We're diving into it. Let's talk about PFF. Do I have to say PFF every single time?
Yes, you do. Okay. No, you don't. You can say protect from freeze.
What's the season for protect from freeze?
It runs generally through the end of the year and kind of the beginning of the next year. So October, November-ish through about April, depending on the temperatures.
Right. It's like that old saying, if you're in Ohio, just wait 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
And the weather will change or something like that.
Absolutely.
Oh, smack me in the face. All right. So that makes sense. When it's cold out, you want to protect yourself, protect your product, and protect yourself from freeze. Who offers, what type of carrier offers protect from freeze services, PFF services?
So all the carriers that we use offer PFF, the tier one and tier two carriers. So the ones that you're used to hearing, the top tier carriers like FedEx, Estes, ODFL, they all offer it. But most of the other carriers are going to offer it as well. Like the regional carriers, your ADUE Piles, Ward, probably not DHE. They're out west, but if it got real cold in Nevada, they might.
And we're talking specifically LTL.
Correct. Carriers. LTL carriers.
Gotcha.
What do they offer? What are the services that they offer when it comes to PFF?
It's mostly like moving blankets that wrap your freight. It's literally just to protect it from freezing. A lot of LTL carriers don't have the ability to utilize heated trailers. Some only have enough to keep them at the terminals, so they can't use them in transit. So the most that you can expect is moving blankets.
So Jesse, you have a lot of experience in logistics, as we've covered in other podcasts.
Sure, sure.
How would you explain the difference between a LTL PFF and a temperature controlled dedicated truck?
Since I'm on a podcast, I would call it the protect from freeze is like giving your product a nice warm hug, and a reefer LTL is like putting it in a sauna or something like that. Not a sauna necessarily, but like a refrigerated move.
A temperature controlled box.
Correct. Hello, it's Monday. Yeah, but yes, but I think the blankets is a perfect visual for our listeners out there who maybe don't have the experience, right? You'd wrap it up in a thick blanket and make sure that it doesn't get below freezing.
Yeah, and that's another good point, is it's usually right around freezing where the cutoff is. It's not always offered. If it gets too cold below freezing, then carriers aren't going to offer it because you can only do so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we kind of touched on that difference between protect from freeze and temp control, right? Is the equipment being utilized primarily. Anything else that we need to mention?
Yes, they also don't move over the weekend. So watching your transit is really important because carriers can't guarantee the temperature on their docks. So if you have something that's a 2 or 3 day transit, a carrier's not going to pick it up on like a Friday afternoon.
Wow, that's interesting.
It is.
That's a very, very important wrinkle, I would imagine. All right. Things to look out for when you're offering the PFF service.
The number one thing that I would say to watch out for is that you've got to let the carrier know. You have to make it known on the bill of lading that you would like that service.
Good call.
It's not something that they will just anticipate for you. But I would say number two is offer it proactively to your customers. It's something not a lot of people think about, and you can save a lot of money going LTL with that.
Absolutely. Obviously, the weather you mentioned and the temperatures getting below, you know, if we're running through a winter storm, it's critical to understand the implications of that, right? Like,
exactly.
This is not just, it's not similar to as far as a liability perspective for like a refrigerated trailer. Is that a fair assessment, or did I get way too complicated?
A little complicated, but
okay.
Right.
Yeah, but it's close. The carrier is going to deny anything that they can't reasonably protect. So that's a fair comparison.
Okay. So know the weather, right? So, you know, we're dealing with it right now in the winter weather season. And so we're seeing, you know, sub-freezing temperatures in certain parts of the country. So this would be a scenario where I know we told you it was good, we were going to go PFF, but we probably suggest you should go temperature truckload or refrigerated LTL. One thing to help you in that temperature verification, Teddy, we have a shipper intelligence tool.
We do.
Called Canopy. Are you familiar with it?
I'm very familiar with it.
So we actually have a weather overlay on our track and trace board. It's called the Summit. It gives you a nice view of a map of all your shipments that are moving through with Zipline across the country. Throw the weather out there. You throw the storms, the temperatures, etc.
Even if there's snowfall or rainfall. I think this is helpful too, because there's a lot of times where it's November. I better move this Protect from Freeze.
Yeah.
A lot of times in November, it's 70 degrees still here.
Right.
So you don't need it. So being able to see that and confirm before you reach out to your provider. Now, of course, we're going to tell you, no, it's not needed, but not everybody will. So you having that information will be helpful.
Does this have any, are there any ramifications for rolled shipments or missed pickups with Protect from Freeze?
No, the only thing you would have to watch out for, again, is the temperature, if it's going to dip down below freezing or if you're going to be over a weekend.
Okay.
I think the rolled pickups is a good sign, too, that there might be an issue with the carrier picking up that specific product due to the weather.
Yeah, it's definitely a good opportunity to check with the carrier and see if they think the temperatures are going to be too low, you know, if you haven't done your homework or maybe if the forecast has changed significantly.
And I think with that, too, make sure that you communicate your packaging. Tetra Pak in 30 degrees is different than
glass bottle.
Yeah, or plastic bottles in that temperature. So having the right packaging and confirming that will hopefully allow better communication with the carrier.
Communication is key. That was going to be my next point. Obviously, you want to make sure everyone, shipper, consignee, customer, carrier, us on the floor are all aware of these types of requirements. It's got to be on the paperwork. It's got to be up front, maybe checking on that when you're tracking, right? If you're calling a terminal, reminder, this is Protect from Freeze. What else can we do? We've kind of touched on it already, but if Protect from Freeze is not available, what do we do?
That's when your backup option is going to come in real handy. There's not a lot of other recourse in LTL, so it's always good to make sure that you have a backup plan, especially like you said, we get a lot of volatile temperature swings here. So
yeah,
speak for us.
I'm glad you said, because I was just going to say, call Sam.
Yep, we
your
can expedite
answer is a little
too.
Better.
Not surprising, it comes down to one of our values, communication, and another one of our values, education and experience. If you want to talk about this more, talk to Sam, 888-GO-ZIPLINE. You can reach us at www.ziplinelogistics.com. As always, like and subscribe on Apple or Spotify. Thanks for joining us, Sam. Thanks for joining us in another episode of Zipline Logistics.
Heck yeah!
Mini episode. See you next time.